ओम शांति. सो बाबा गेव अस द टाइटल, विच टाइटल ही गेव यस्टरडे इवनिंग वीडियो. हाँ, केयर फ्री एम्परर्स. सो हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू थिंक यू आर केयर फ्री? रेज योर हैंड. केयर फ्री, नॉट वरीड एट ऑल. Not worried, not in Madhuban, but about when you are there. People are worried about first and foremost money, especially in these days when there is a lot of unemployment. Then people worry, if I lose my job, what will happen? In my old age, what will happen? Who will look after me? Most of the Brahmins are worried about that. Old age. Because they say, if I surrender, will center or organization look after me? So they are worried about the future. Whether it's a wealth, worried about health. All of you must be worried about health. I can't eat this, I can't eat this. If I eat this, I will have problem. So nowadays, people are a lot worried about their health. What can they eat, what they can't eat, and if they eat this thing, what will happen? So they have to check whether this food has got this ingredient. Because some people are allergic to nuts. Some people are, they can't take wheat, so they want wheat-free diet. Some people want dairy-free diet, so worried about health, wealth, future, relations. Because even though we are Brahman, some Brahmins are worried about their relatives. Especially those who are attached to the friends and relatives. They don't want to lose them. So as soon as they are sick, they are worried what will happen to them. Will they be all right or not? Will they survive or not? And especially if somebody will see some tumor on the body, the first thought will come, hope it's not cancer. And if it is diagnosed as cancer, don't even ask. Even one brother in Australia, as soon as doctor said, this is cancer, he started crying. So there is a fear about death, worried about health. And especially, there is worry or tension when you are organizing big service program, isn't it? When there is big project, there's so much stress, tension, worry. What will happen? What will be the result? What we should do? What we should not do? How it should go ahead? So, too much thinking. And, especially, If you see the root cause of worry is either attachment or lack of faith in Baba and Rama. Because if we are sure that Rama is beneficial, whatever in future will happen, there is some benefit. So Baba has said, future will be better. Even if there is chaos, it's better. So, lack of faith in knowledge, that Rama is beneficial and future will be better. And because we haven't surrendered to Baba, in a real sense, because if I surrender to Baba, every responsibility is Baba's. Baba says, be a child. Give me your burden. Yesterday also he said, give me your burden and enjoy the life. Sangam Yuga is for enjoying. Eat, play and enjoy. So those who think I am Baba's child and all responsibility is Baba's, they will not worry. But those who carry the burden of responsibility, whether of the family, whether of self, whether of the center, service that I am doing, if that awareness is there, I am doing, then there is worry. Because they are carrying the burden. So Baba says, was saying, don't carry burden, enjoy. Hindi terms are very good. Bojh nahi luthao, moj mein raho. So give burden to Baba and enjoy. Then you'll be carefree. If you are sick, naturally you take care. You look after your body, but no worry. And that's really the margin between loving, caring and worrying is very little. So you look after your body, take care of your body, but don't worry. Look after your relations, loving and caring, but not mine. They are Baba's children. Look after the center. Take care of the center, service, students, but not mine. They are Baba's responsibility. So as much as we have this awareness, everything belongs to Baba. Then there is not worry and we are carefree emperors now. And even yesterday morning's Murli, Baba said, if you can look after yourself, first look after yourself. Then you will be able to look after your kingdom. If you can't look after yourself, how are you going to take care of the kingdom? So self-service first. Then we'll be the rulers. Jo Hindi sevadhari hai, jo Angreji nahi samajhte hain, unki bhatti niche hai, meditation hall mein. Then, main point was, have deep love for Baba. And who can have deep love for Baba? who can have deep love for Baba? Or what we had to do to create deep love for Baba? First, knowledge. Because we know Baba. Once we know Baba, we can love Him. Second, establishing relationship. Mother, father, friend, teacher, guru, beloved, establish that relationship. So Baba says, experiment and experience. So experiment. Experiment. Now if you want to experience Baba as a friend, what we have to do is, just as friends do everything together. So I have to do my all activities together with Baba. As soon as I wake up, good morning Baba. Whatever I'm doing, come on Baba, let's do. Going out, come on Baba, hold Baba's hand and go. If you are eating, invite friend. Come on Baba, let's eat together. Wherever you go, take Baba with you, hold Baba's hand and come on. So just as whatever happens, first thing you do is talk to friend. Good news, talk to friend. Bad news, talk to friend. Eat, sit, go out with friend. So whichever relationship you want to experiment. If you want to experience Baba as mother, be a child. And just as anything you need, Mom, give me. Mom, I want this. Complain to Mom. So if there is complain to Mother. If you want anything, eating, feel as if Mom has prepared the bhojan. And eat it. Feel as if Baba as a mother is feeding you. So Mom is caring. So feel Baba as a mother. When you are listening more, feel Baba as a teacher is talking to you. So then you have awareness, teacher is teaching you. Or when you are churning yarn, okay, today my teacher has told me like this. So churn knowledge like that. Guru, if you want any advice, go to Guru and ask advice. Because Guru is the one who is guiding on a spiritual path. So that way, as you experiment with a different relationship, you will experience love of different relationship. And that will help you to become totally detached from your worldly relationship. Those who don't have children, they make Baba as the child. Or even those who have children, suppose they have got 3 children, as much they are spending on their 3 children, they will give that much to Baba's box, that this is my child, this is for my child. They go for shopping, whatever they bring for their home, bring for the child. Or specially bring for child. You know, because when parents go for shopping, they know as soon as they go home, the child will ask, "Mom, what you have brought for me? Dad, what you have brought for me?" So mom and dad will have to bring either lolly or chocolate or something for child. Whatever child wants or likes. Same thing, whatever buy, vegetables, grains, buy for Santa. That's your child. Baba is there. So that way, experiment with different relationship and experience that love. So love is based on relationship, knowledge and attainment. Take what Baba is giving you. So as much as you are aware, Baba is giving us treasure of knowledge, powers, virtues. He gives us everything he has got. And moreover, kingdom of heaven. So as we realize how much Baba is giving us, there is love. Even if the neighbor is bringing now and again some goodie for a child, how much that child will love the neighbor. Uncle, 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 auntie, 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 they will be all the time. Uncle, auntie will, they will say, as soon as they say, "Uncle, how are you, uncle, what you have brought for me?" So the thing is, Baba is giving us so much. So why shouldn't be their love? But with what we have to see is, my love is for none but one. I am totally detached from body, bodily relations and material possessions that I have. If we are detached from Baba, detached from all these things, then we can have love for Baba. So, the thing is, if I have experienced all relation, I am detached from Baba. If I am detached from Baba, detached from worldly relationship, I am attached to Baba. And that's where we have to check ourselves, how much my love is there for Baba. How much my faith is for Baba. So, the sign of love, what Baba said is, if you are merged in love, what will happen? Anybody? What will happen? When you have love for Baba, no labor first, no labor. Nothing you'll find hard. If you are finding any of the discipline hard, it means you don't have enough love for Baba. Second thing Baba says, if you have deep love, everything is possible. Nothing is impossible. So Baba says, have deep love and be free from labor. Those who have deep love will have faith and intoxication. Because as soon as you think, who I belong to? Daddy again and again reminds every day. Think, am I? Who I belong to? What I am receiving? Then there will be so much intoxication. My Father is Almighty Authority. My teacher is ocean of knowledge. My Guru is Liberator giving me Jivan Mukti. So how much intoxication will be there? And Baba says, if there is any labor or hard thing, what you have to do is remind yourself the love. If you have love, no labor. And those problems which are like mountain will become like cotton wool. And you will experience canopy of Bap Dada, that you are under canopy of Bap Dada. Baba is with you. Baba is protecting you, helping you. So become trusty or instrument. So Baba says, just as Brahma Baba had balance of being responsible as well as instrument. So whatever task we are doing, we have to see that we have responsibility. But at the same time, we have instrument consciousness. That I am Baba's instrument. Baba is getting the task done. So as you become trusty, you will be light, not burden. And when you have this deep love, you will be free from question. How to do, what to do, how will it be done, etc. No questions. Now, question about the four types of garlands or rosary. So, which are the four types of garlands? The smallest is the best. The one who are in elevated, most elevated effort makers, intense effort makers, they are very few. And they are the most elevated. Second is those who are effort makers, not intense effort, but just effort makers. Third is sometimes intense, sometimes facing lots of problems. So merge in problems. So their efforts are not intense at that time. And fourth is those who are complaining. Those who are blaming Baba, Baba, why didn't you bring us in Gyan early? So now, let us see who are the intense effort makers, sign of intense effort makers. Intense effort makers are constantly in a soul conscious stage. Or whatever they are doing, this is constant, not sometimes. So not only soul conscious, but they move around having awareness, I am an angel. And angels are always flying. You can fly provided you are completely detached. Because if you are attached, you are pulled down. So you need to be completely detached. And angels have two wings. Jnana and Yoga, zeal and enthusiasm. So they have always zeal and enthusiasm. As we can see Dadi Janki, you know, at this age, after 80 years of effort, still she has got so much zeal and enthusiasm to do service, that as soon as you tell her, give class, she's ready. And her voice is so strong. I remember once in 1 year in April, we had a teachers meeting. About 1400 teachers we meet, you know, in Shantivan conference hall. We have every year teachers meeting. And 1 year, Dadi had all fracture and in the bed. And we told Dadi, give class. And while she was lying in the bed from her room, she gave class. So many times, from her room, she has given class on conference call. So the thing is, you can see how much enthusiasm she has all the time. So that is the intense effort maker. There is determination that I must get it done. Not that, no excuses. As this is the wrong and this is the thing and this I can't do. No. They have enthusiasm that I want to do and they get it done. And the faith that I will be a victorious jewel. Victory is my birthright. They have courage. And once they have courage, Baba helps them. They have attention on their thoughts. Because nowadays Baba says, don't allow negative thoughts, waste thought, give full stop to the waste thought. And that is possible provided we keep on churning yarn, spin the cycle. So my mind is busy with good thoughts, either remembrance or churning yarn. Then no waste thought. Or even we need to pay attention to our mind. The mind is going here and there, give full stop. That stage, they have awareness that I am instrument. So they are light, not burden. They are humble, egoless. And they are all the time busy in establishment of the new world. And their stage is upram, completely detached and beyond everything. No bondage at all. The stage should be such. No, my stage should be such that whoever comes in front of me is having vision of Baba or vision of their special deity. So to take everyone beyond by a glance. So no laziness, carelessness, whatever I have to do, I have to do it now. Yesterday also Baba was saying, may his children think a lot, plan a lot, but they are not able to become the embodiment, the form of their thought. So they have pakka in their mind now or never. There may be some problems, opposition, but that should not pull our stage down. The faith is there that I am going to be victorious. So it's, no, Baba says, if you are on a high stage, the problems become small. If you are merged in love, that also Baba said, the problem like mountain will become like a cotton wool. And they are taking maximum treasures from Baba. Jnan, virtues, powers, etc. So they are able to donate it to others. They will not have any expectation to receive from anyone. Because otherwise, many of us will have desire, oh, I should be receiving appreciation of what service I am doing. People should put me in front on the stage. They should give me chance. They should announce my name that I've done this. So there is not that desire. Or they say, no, the sanskar of beggar. In bhakti, we were begging for health, wealth, happiness, child, etc. And here, Baba's children sometimes want name, fame, position, etc. So no desire. Deep tapasya. So jnani and yogi, deep tapasya. And that will help them to be Master Almighty Authority. And that sparkle of yogi will be there on their face. Because Baba says you have to do service through your face on your activity. Like mama, mistake is not done second time. Because mama got number one because she never repeated her mistake. So remain merged in remembrance and keep on churning yarn. So churn jnana and become the embodiment of jnana. So there, as that we said, no waste thought, negative thoughts, but at the same time, their words that they speak will be sweet, essenceful, divine, knowledgeful. So no too much expansion, essenceful. And they will have three dots pakka. I am the soul, Baba and Rama. these three dots are pakka in their life. So they are able to give full stop to past. Total attention on self. Not look at others or think about others. Introvert. Attention on self and checking myself. Even if there is subtle weakness, immediately overcome by receiving opposite power. Not say this is my habit. Old habit should not be my habit. My habit should be completely new. And I should be worthy child, obedient, faithful, loyal to Baba. Worthy, obedient, faithful, loyal. Always keep aim in front of you that I want to become Bapsama. Because sometimes some Brahman, what they do, they say, oh, but this soul is 20 years in jnana and still getting angry. If I get angry, I am only 5 years in jnana. So they look at the weakness of other souls. They don't think, I want to become Bapsama. Baba never got angry. Why should I get angry? So have value of our thoughts, words, and not to waste them. Not to waste our time fighting with Maya. I should be so strong, Maya just says goodbye to me from distance. If I am powerful, Maya will be afraid of me. But if I am weak, Maya knows I am weak, so she will definitely attack me. So never allow old nature and sanskar. So they will follow Baba's direction. They will be busy giving Baba's message and always keep home in front of them. Hindi is very good. Baba ka adesh par chalenge. Baba ka sandesh denge. और स्वदेश को सामने रखेंगे. And they will have good wishes for everyone. Whatever others do to them, defame, abuse, become obstacles, but they will have good wishes for them. And those who are They will be, those who are creating obstacles, they will bring benefit for them. And there will be total purity in thoughts, words and actions. In thoughts also there won't be any impurity, even in the dreams, because nowadays Baba says, even in our dreams there should not be any impurity. So they get total no old sanskars, no old habits. This is a new spiritual life, Brahman life. We have died alive. So nothing of the old remaining. My family, my children, no. Nothing mine. My sanskar should be Bap Saman. I am Brahman. That should be Pakka in our intellect. Not that I am New Zealander or Australian or Vietnamese or Korean. No. I am Brahman. And I want to follow Brahman system, custom, maryadas, etc. So have that aim and come into the rosary of 108, small rosary, 108. So that is intense effort maker. Effort makers, some things following, not constantly. They go slowly. They think, okay, I still some years, they are not ever ready. Whereas intense effort, they will be ever ready. And then some as the third type of garlands are, oh, such a problem, oh, such situation, such people around me, my stage is so down. So their stage comes down because circumstances, situation and people around. And fourth is, Baba, I wish I was 80 years in Yan. I should have seen all this golden age and silver age, and I didn't happen to see Brahma Baba, no Brahma Baba, no Mama. We didn't get any sustenance from seniors. We are left alone. All such complaints. So now, Baba says, those who are complaining means not complete. And this is the year of completion. Become complete. So remember, this year is year of completion. I have to complete my stage like Brahma Baba. And if all of us become Bap Saman, no sanskar clashes. And destruction will start. Because Baba is waiting for us to get ready. And yesterday's morning's murli, I like this point that nature is now very angry with us. It will create calamities and chaos because of our anger. And 3/4 of the world will be surrounded by ocean. Only little piece of Bharat will remain. And that's why they say that Krishna was born in the ocean, on the leaf, but it is not in the leaf, he will be born on the land with mother's womb and all, won't be just coming from sky, born as usual, but with purity, but there will be the whole world will be surrounded by water, and there will be few countries remaining as our holiday places. There will be few islands where we will go for our entertainment and holiday. So we will have, all of us will have aeroplanes, and what is there? Nothing much to do. So we'll be spending time in traveling here and there. So no desire to travel now. We should not have desire to travel to Somnath and Nepal and Himalaya and Kashmir. No desire. In the golden age we'll have ample of time to tour around, but now it's time to do self-service and world service. So we have to see that we are ready. Om Shanti. So we'll have 15 minutes meditation.